You're now listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.
Hello, Colorado. This is the Engage the Rockies podcast weekend review for May 20th to the 24th. If you'd like the show notes with links to the stories we're covering today, please visit engagetherockies.com and sign up for our email. Every Friday, we'll send you the list of articles when a new episode is released. From around the state, according to U.S. News and World Report, Colorado Springs is ranked third in their annual Best Places to Live in the U.S. for 2024 and 2025. The next Colorado city on the list is Boulder at number 10. Denver comes in at number 40, which is a major drop considering it has been ranked in the top three multiple times in just the last decade. Moving on, the Denver City Council is doubling down on policies that offer free shelter and food to immigrants who cross the southern border illegally, which officials in West Texas say have been the primary draw to Colorado's most populous city. In an overview Tuesday of the city's response to the crisis, the so-called newcomer program, council members learned that the immigrants will receive, at taxpayers' expense, 6 months of rental, food and utility assistance, a computer, prepaid cell phone, and Metro bus passes. To date, Denver's response has cost taxpayers about $70 million and counting. Moving on. Roughly half of voters disapproved of the job performance by both Mayor Mike Johnston and the City Council in a poll that also showed people's malcontent with the direction that Denver is heading. The poll, which surveyed nearly 1,600 respondents earlier this month, put Johnston's numbers underwater. 50% disapproved of his performance, while only 43% gave him thumbs up. Even fewer, 35%, approved of the council members' work, while 49% found the job they've done effectively abysmal. Fueling the respondents' dissatisfaction is frustration over the city's handling of Denver's most pressing problems, notably the illegal immigration crisis. By Johnston's own estimate, will cost taxpayers $90 million this year. The voters are also unhappy with the city's response to drugs, violence, and homelessness, the poll showed. Voters said they felt the mayor and council have too much power, are out of touch with the people's needs, and are beholden to special interests. Some said the city's resources are misallocated and priorities are misplaced. Notably, many expressed frustration with the perceived prioritization of immigrants over citizens. Moving on, we'll give Denver a break for a moment. A new traffic camera in Morrison is starting to quantify just how often drivers disobey speed limits in the Foothills community. In just 2 weeks, the camera recorded 10,000 violations. Morrison Police Chief Bill Vanelli told Fox 31 that the camera was installed in March, but drivers got a two-month grace period of warnings. When it went live on May 8th, the violations started mounting up. Vanelli said the 10,000 violations from May 8th to the 22nd does not necessarily mean 10,000 violations will be issued. Each violation has to be reviewed and certified by the camera's third-party vendor and a Morrison police officer. While Vanelli said the high number was surprising, he pointed out that Morrison can get 10,000 cars traveling through for a single event at Red Rocks Amphitheater. There are 25-mile-per-hour speed limit signs throughout town, so Vanelli said his hope is drivers check their speed before passing the speed camera on the way out of town. Violators will face a fine of $40. Moving on and back to Denver for the last time. The Denver Nuggets fell to the Minnesota Timberwolves by a score of 98-90 at Ball Arena on Sunday in Game 7. They were hoping to be only the sixth NBA team to come back in the playoffs in a seven-game series when they were down 0-2 following losses at home in the first two games. It didn't happen, and now Denver's season is over. Now on to local El Paso County news. Gas prices in Colorado Springs and elsewhere are trending downward as motorists head out of town for the Memorial Day holiday weekend. A gallon of regular unleaded averaged $3.26 in Colorado Springs on Thursday, a drop of 12.2 cents from a week earlier, according to Gas Buddy. Figures are based on 246 service stations, convenience stores, and other local fuel outlets. Thursday's prices also were down 7.2% from the same time last year. Moving on. As population rises and costs increase, the Peyton Fire Protection District is embarking on a plan to expand the nearly all-volunteer force serving a section of unincorporated northeastern El Paso County. Currently staffed with 17 volunteers and one full-time deputy chief, the district serves upward of 1,440 households, according to Chief Jeff Turner. The five-year plan he sees for the district includes decreasing response times by adding stations and bringing emergency medical services within the district. The plan is similar to that of Colorado Springs, as both entities look at possible ways to replace ambulance service, American Medical Response, with in-house EMS services. Fire protection districts in Falcon and other areas in El Paso County have implemented similar plans. Another effort to decrease response times cleared one hurdle on Thursday as a zoning exemption for a second unmanned fire station in the northeast section of the district passed in a Board of El Paso County Commissioners land use meeting. You can find out more about how the public versus private emergency response services work by listening to our previous podcast with former Springs Mayor John Southers, where we discuss the issue in detail. And lastly, this weekend is Memorial Day weekend, where we honor those in the armed forces who have made the ultimate sacrifice. The Colorado Springs Gazette has put together a helpful list of all the events going on around El Paso County where you can pay your respects to the fallen. Please remember to sign up for our show notes on engagetherockies.com, and we'll send you the article with details. Those are your top stories for the week of May 20th through May 24th. Please tune in each Friday for your weekend review from Engage the Rockies. Please continue to like, share, and subscribe for more great content. If you'd like the full articles from the stories we read today, sign up to our email list at engagetherockies.com, and we'll send you our show notes each week. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Engage the Rockies podcast, your go-to podcast for local and state issues concerning Colorado.